January 1950. The morning was chilly, filled with thick fog. We were about to leave our home in Khulna, East Pakistan, also known as East Bengal, for good. I was 7 years old. Thousands of Hindu families left their homes and everything they had to escape the unrest in Khulna, Dhaka, Chittagong, Noakhali, and other parts of East Bengal. The partition had led to a huge upheaval throughout the region, stirring up trouble between Hindu and Muslim neighbors and causing horrific bloodshed. The only way to escape the vicious Muslim hooligans' daggers was to leave. Our lives hung by a thread, and no one knew if we would live or die. I was too young to fully understand what was happening, but I knew my parents were afraid. We loaded our suitcases and handbags, full of clothes, non-perishable foods, and valuables, into a taxi and headed to the railway station, which was a couple of miles away. There were many East Pakistani military and police officers guarding the station, which was filled with Hindus trying to flee Khulna by train to Calcutta, India. The police had created a series of checkpoints which controlled the traffic of fleeing humans entering the train. The police officers, in collusion with Muslim gundas, ordered us to give anything of value to them before they allowed us to enter the train. My mother had insisted on bringing some of her gold jewelry and silver plates with us, and these had to be given to the police. She was heartbroken to see her cherished possessions stolen in broad daylight in front of thousands of people, by police officers whose job was supposed to be to protect people from criminals. Before we left our home, my grandmother had asked me to tie a heavy gold chain around my waist to keep it hidden from corrupt police officers. As I was a small boy, the police didn't search me and the chain was saved. My grandparents, my mother, my older brother, and I entered the compartment and seated ourselves on the bench. We could carry only some clothes, food, and day-to-day necessities with us,